Hi and welcome. This is Kimberly Dawn with ArchangelsBless.com and ArchangelCrystalLights.com. I'm the creator of the Archangel Crystal Lights, and I have two books on Amazon, 365 Days of Archangel Messages and 44 Days of Archangel Messages that Activate Your Soul's Calling. This audio blog post is on facing your fears. I wanted to do this audio and my intention is to assist you if you're facing any fears in your life, if you have any areas where recently you have been frozen in doubt or you're not sure why you aren't moving forward in a certain area of your life. Or you may be feeling tension in your body when you think about moving forward in this certain area, or you're not sure why you're feeling tension in your body when you think about this, of what you want to accomplish, your dreams, your goals. It could be maybe even contacting a certain person or something you've been procrastinating. This happens to me sometimes, and when this happens, I know it is a sign for me to go deeper and receive more healing, ask for more assistance from the angels and receive deeper healing to shift out whatever it is that is blocking me. And I usually see this from an energetic level in the light body. I wrote a post on Facebook today that I want to read to you. A couple posts, and one of the posts says, I wrote this morning, the archangels and the seraphim angel healing team worked on my left ear big time today, this morning actually, while laying under the crystal lights. I had eardrops in my left ear to heal it from wearing earplugs too much at night due to me being able to hear a pin drop when I sleep. Felt like the Seraphim Angel Healing Team had a light laser in there aligning the ear chakra and removing energetic debris. It tickled, yet felt so good. So appreciative of the healings we receive daily through the Archangel Crystal Lights. Healing the light body directly affects how the physical body functions. We are light beings. If only we could wear goggles like I see the Seraphim Angel Healing Team do sometimes to see what's really going on with our light body that needs addressed. Health issues could be avoided before they took full root inside of our physical being. And then I got a comment back that said, Kimberly, are there things we can do ourselves to optimize our own light bodies? I love and appreciate angel assists, but I'm also wondering how we can learn to tend our own energy rather than waiting until weaknesses in our light body shows up as discomfort or illness in our physical bodies. And I wrote back the person's name, and the way I told her the way that I was able to do it halfway, not even that really, probably one fourth of the way before the Archangel Crystal Lights, was to spend, before I brought through the Archangel Crystal Lights with Jer, and we built them with guidance from Archangel Michael and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team. I told her I used to spend an hour to 3 hours a day in meditation with my angels and guides. Shiva Ganesh mantras help as well. You can on YouTube research Shiva and Ganesh mantras. Clearing dark or stuck energy from the body is key. I couldn't do this myself fully. I had to call in much higher help. I spent years suffering because I thought I could do it myself. Adrian Wentworth from Colorado is a healer who has a higher light team as well, and she teaches using empowered mantras to clear this lower, darker stuff that looks like jello blobs really in our light body. The healing team that work through the Archangel Crystal Lights also do this very efficiently with a short amount of recovery time in between sessions. And I told her after years of trying many different modalities, this is what was shown to me as the most efficient. What I don't care for with most energy modalities is that more darker or old stuff can be activated and does not fully get cleared. It's like layers of moldy jello coming to the surface and just sits there in the light body. Who's going to remove it? The only ones I know that can are the higher beings of light who are specialists in this area, such as who Adrian Wentworth brings in, the higher light beings that are angels and galactic higher light beings. And also through the Archangel Crystal Lights, the archangels are brought in, Archangel Michael and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team. And then she wrote back on Facebook, I guess in part, I was curious about how we might increase our awareness of our light body in so doing, have a strong sense of when we need an assist, as well as when we need to make adjustments of our own, when we may be heading off course, so to speak. I find this whole area fascinating. I find it fascinating too, and I thank her for sharing very much on Facebook her thoughts. It helps me understand what questions and where others are at when they're curious of energy healing and what goes on with our light body. And I also wrote in another post, bridging the higher realms to Earth is pretty trippy sometimes, especially as more of the old layers get removed from my light body that are old blueprints and new higher blueprints get brought in. I am shown what goes on energetically here on Earth and what goes on with our light bodies can be a complete healing transformation of sorts. So much of the time Earth living can feel like moving through mud, because the old ways of being are needing to be transformed up and out, yet they can't. Previous systems on Earth are crumbling right now. When we call in higher help from the archangels, we are presented new ways of being and given new perceptions. Laying under the Archangel Crystal Lights, this occurs on a daily basis. Such joy and peace happens. I only share this because it's my life's work. Sometimes I hold back from sharing all I see and feel through the Archangel Crystal Light Baths from the higher realms, from not wanting to look or seem too different. Admittedly so. However, it is my soul's mission, my soul's calling to express visions and messages I am receiving through this magical transformation process that is happening. Fitting into normal everyday life most often isn't that fun for me. I think that's because I came here to embody new ways of being that are given to me from the angelic realms and from the higher beings of light who are here helping us. What is normal, I ask you? Do you sometimes hold back who you are for fear of judgment from others? Be who you are, all of you. What's the worst that can happen? You came here for a reason too. You are most cherished for your service and your embodiment of who you truly are. Be that which you are. You are dearly loved for being the real you. The old traumas and grid systems, in particular, when we have old fears come up in our light body, when you're facing your fears, you're frozen in fear or doubt, and you're not moving forward. Oftentimes, the healing team, while they're working on me, the Seraphim Angel Healing Team, show me these old trauma grids or particles grow when they're activated, and it's sort of like jello blobs, or they could be harder, but there could be a lot of them in certain areas. And this could even affect the digestion, which happens to me sometimes. But before the Archangel Crystal Lights, it happened. My digestion was really affected and negatively. And a lot of times there's areas like the digestion that are just blocked because of this old energy that needs to be lifted up and out. That's also a symptom of that there are old trauma grids in there and particles that get activated that block our energy flow, digestion flow, if there is an issue with digestion, which I had. Feeling frozen in fear usually is a sign of these old jelly blobs, if you will, these energetic disturbances, this stuck energy, and it could be harder in formation as well, that emit a fear signal that come to the surface for release when they're triggered. if one isn't receiving energy healing from a higher level light team that knows how to remove them, like the Seraphim Angel Healing Team, how will they get removed? This is my biggest question, and this is what I suffered with years, where the old stuff kept coming to the surface for me, and yet I would ruminate in it, or I would meditate for hours and would not be able to get out of it. So we're going to work with Archangel Michael right now to assist you with facing your fears. So take a deep breath, breathing deeply. We call in Archangel Michael now. He's standing to your side. And I'm going to bring in word for word what he says. You are a higher light being. He says, you understand the truth of what Kimberly is speaking on a higher level. On Earth, there has been quite the programming, yes, of ailments, how ailments work, of what interferes with what blocks you, has been programmed to be more of the symptom in nature versus the energetic cause, yes? This is not to fault any of the doctors that prescribe medication for these areas, for medication is often needed. However, what Kimberly is speaking of is looking at the root cause of this. So take a deep breath and picture light, blue light mixed with violet light coming through your crown chakra now. And feel where the fear is in your body of where you are afraid to move forward in your life. Think about that area of something you are afraid to move forward with in your life right now. Allow this light blue light mixed with violet light to permeate all of your being through your crown chakra, your throat, your chest, your stomach, your legs, down into Mother Earth. Feel the stuckness in your body where the energy is not flowing, where the fear resides. And if you say, yes, I wrap my light around this fear to neutralize it and to assist you. As you sleep this evening, the Seraphim Angel Healing Team will be working with you to assist this area if you shall say yes. To give you a sample, if you will, of what this healing is about. You came here as a brave soul to face your fears. And we welcome you to ask for assistance with them. You are loved beyond belief. Feel your heart beating and regulating itself as these fears are lifted up and out with higher assistance from the archangels, myself, and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team. Through Kimberly's work, through the work that has been given to her to share, to bring me through and to transfer the words that I'm speaking to you, you will receive great assistance this evening in this area of your life. Believe this because it shall be so. You are loved infinitely and forever, and so it is.